Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington High School Activities Director Brent Van Welden about the plans for homecoming at Washington this year.
Washington's homecoming is coming up pretty quickly, and the schedule looks a little bit different for that week than it has in years past. Can you kind of run us through what's going to be happening?
Yeah, well, homecoming is September 30th this year. And we play Keokuk, and there's a couple things that's different with the game. First of all, Keokuk does not have a freshman team, so we're going to start the varsity game at 7 o'clock instead of 7:30. And then generally we would introduce the homecoming king and queen before the varsity game, but that's going to be at the halftime of the varsity game this year. So there's a few changes there. And then the other change we're having is on Thursday, the 29th of September, we're going to have a spirit night where the king and queen will be crowned and have a big pep assembly and a bonfire and, you know, try and just have a big pep rally, I guess, to get motivated for the game the next day.
And is that pep rally just for students or is that open to the public?
That is open to the public, and that is really the main reason that we have changed it to Thursday night. It starts at 7 o'clock. Generally, in the past, we've crowned the king and queen Friday at roughly 2 in the afternoon. We always had a lot of people from the public here, but we thought we could make it a bigger event, I guess, and allow more parents and community members to attend if we had it in the evening. And Thursday night seemed to be the right fit. We have a lot of other things going on during that week. So we're trying to get the community members more involved, I guess, for those that didn't have the opportunity and give the kids something else to do homecoming week other than building floats and their sporting events. So hopefully it'll be a fun night and a great atmosphere for everybody that's in Washington.
And will that be in the new auditorium?
That's the plan. We want to have it in the new auditorium, but if the new auditorium is not ready, we're going to have it in the big gym. So we're going to have it, rain or shine, if the auditorium's done or not. But hopefully it's in the auditorium. I had an opportunity to go through there the other day with curtains and fire drills and stuff like that, and it's extremely nice, and I think the public will be extremely happy with the way that turned out.
And will there still be a parade on Friday?
We're still going to have the parade. We're not going to change anything as far as that is concerned. The kids still get out of school at 1:10, and then we have about 50 minutes to get ready for the parade. The parade is going to start at 2 o'clock instead of 2:30. So everything will be about a half hour ahead of time as far as the parade is concerned. We'll still have the pep rally up on the square as soon as the parade is finished, where some coaches and community members will have the opportunity to speak and get their crowd fired up for the evening. And really, that gives our football team an opportunity, a little bit more time to get to the field and get prepared. So it gives the kids a little bit more time between the parade and the football game. Because ultimately, you know, we want to be successful at homecoming. We want the kids to win the ball game, and to get them ready to go, give them more time, that'll be a plus as well.
And it's still a couple weeks away, but are people starting to get excited here in the hallways?
Well, yeah, we're trying to get as many groups involved as possible. The student council's going to be involved, just like always with the coronation. I've talked to the teacher groups. They're going to be involved. Obviously, we're going to have all the fall sports involved and the band and dance team and cheerleaders. So we're going to have a lot of kids involved that night. We're going to give any club or organization that's involved at the high school an opportunity to put on skits. So, you know, it might be entertaining, I guess, might be funny, maybe a little outrageous, I don't know. But, there's been a lot of students in here talking to me about it. I visited with the Booster Club. They're real excited about the change. They're going to help out any way they can. So I think it's going to be a great change and just allow more people to become part of the whole homecoming festivity.
That's been today's Washington Page with Washington High School Activities Director Brent Van Welden speaking about some changes to the Washington homecoming schedule this year. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.